002, Simon and Tess, if hey. 2 points I'd like to make, though. Don't tell it to a person that's not here. Someone asked me yesterday, I didn't even think about it, B'Shas Maisa, what's the difference between the Yomosim B'Shavkin V'Yomrim and the Yomosim Baruch Yomeru, and why in the Sechashkenaz do we say the Yomosim Baruch Yomeru, but in Bichas Kriyashma, we all say the Yomosim B'Shavkin V'Yomrim. So at the time I said, I don't know. But then I thought about it, and it's a Poshut Cheshvan. Let's say Kedusha. So that's our Kedusha. We say it, right? We say the Kaddish Hashem Chabolom came from Akdishim also Bishmei Marom Kakosuba Yad Nabiyecha Vakaroz El Zevi Yomar, and then we quote the Pasuk, but we're saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We're not really quoting the Malachim. That's just like the lead on. But now we're saying. Now, to me, L'Umosom Baruch Yomeru is more of the same. It's we're saying Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Komo. We're just being makdimit by saying that, and L'Umosom Baruch Yomeru, and now we're saying Baruch. But if you say L'Umosom B'Shavchen Yomerim Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Komo, that's Mamash Yosipur Dvorim, that flows more to saying L'Umosom B'Shavchen Yomerim Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Komo, they're saying. You're saying B'Shavchin V'Yomim. That's what it seems to me. And therefore, the Sechashkenaz is, of course, the correct one. However, in Birchas Kriyashma, where we're taka quoting the Malachim, so you say L'Mosim B'Shavchin V'Yomim, because we're taka quoting the Malachim. And that's why. So that's the pshat there. Okay. That's number one. A second point is a very, very, very important halacha that I neglected to say yesterday. And it's a chiddush halacha. When one person's motzi someone else in a bracha, he does not have to answer amen. It's more of an obligation to answer amen than when you stam hear a bracha, that you're always supposed to answer amen. But if you don't, okay. But when you're being yotzei with someone else's bracha, like you're really supposed to answer amen, but it's still not ma'akev. If you heard every word and you happen to be yotzei, and he was happen to be motzi you, you're yotzei. We had yesterday, there are some brachas where a yochid cannot be motzi a yochid. It can only be done b'tzibur, ba'asara. Shmona Esrei is a super example, but then you have even Birchas HaShachar, according to many, and Birchas Kriyashma. The din is when there's a din tzibur in the being motzi, then the tzibur that's being yotzei has to answer amen, and it's le'ikuva. And if they don't answer amen, this is a chiddush, it's in a Kidager, it's in a few sources, if they don't answer amen, they're not yotzei. That's an important din that I didn't say yesterday. And when you need 10 people for A to be motzi B. I just gave you 3 quick examples. Shmona Esrei, of course.
But that we're not really ever yotzei.
So we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that usually. Because we say Birchas Kriyashma to ourselves, and we say Shmona Esrei to ourselves. We don't have people daven to themselves. It's very rare that you need asura to be motzi.
There may still be some Yemen at the memory.
Well, you have by Zilberman, they don't say Birchas Kriyashma.
So they must say, they don't say.
They would not say Amen, they would not be Yotze.
Okay, now, the Rebbe said about Kibbutz Shachar, and this happened every other day. A guy stayed up all night, walks into shul, and says, could you be Motzi?
Some Shittos, because there it's a Machlaikos Achreinim, some Shittos hold you need Asara.
Asara that need to be Yotze? Or Asara answering?
Probably Asara being Yotze. Probably. I don't know. If it was my gay, I would have to do research. Okay, let's go. That anyway, you know, a guy stays up all night. He has a problem with Elokai Neshamosh and Asatabi and Hamavir Shena and Bechasatora. That's it. Bechasatora is very solvable, and Elokai Neshamosh is solvable. So the only problem remains, the unsolvable one is Amavir Shema. Okay. But all the brachas he could say. He could say all the brachas, not a problem. Okay. Simon and Tess, Sif Hei. Im Ta'o, Bebichas Yotzer. The Mechaber is going in the world that the Shliach Tzibur is being motzi others. And therefore, he says, I'm told Rebecha's Yoitzer. The guy, I mean, I think of Zilberman's minion. Right? So he made a mistake. Here we have Sidurim, but they used to say it by heart. And he just made it, you know, he couldn't have how to continue. Binyan Shitzurich Lambot Acher Tachtov, someone has to take over. So normally you'd say logically that you have to start from the beginning of the bracha again. So that's the chiddush of the Mechaber. It's a Yerushalmi. That in Torah, Mekedusha Ve'eilech, Kedusha, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh represents like a specific siyum, even though it's not the whole bracha, it's the middle of the bracha, but it represents an end, and therefore a second person taking over now only has to start from there. So there's one ending by Meloch Al Eretz Kvodo. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo is another semi-ending, and then the rest of the bracha. So that's the chiddush of this Mechaber, that you don't have to start from the beginning of the bracha, but you could start, if you've said Kodosh already, you only have to start from the Ofanim. If you said Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo already, you only have to start from the Kel Baruch Nimos Yitenu. Im Tov Mikdusha Ve'eilech Ein Hasheni Tzorech La'azchil Al Mimakom Sheposach. Not to go back to the beginning of the bracha, the Ramah says, the Ha'inu Shemaschil, the Kedusha Ve'eilech. So all of this is not Nogeya to us who say the bracha ourselves. The entire Kodim Kedusha Tzorech La'azchil Barosh. You have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You can't split a bracha into two. You have to be Yotzei from one person. You can't just say half the bracha one person, half the bracha a second person. The Chiddush of this Sif, of this Yerushalmi, is that in this bracha of Yotzei Ma'oros, it's a significant enough break, so to speak, after Kadosh or after Baruch Kavod, that you could split it into two. Normally that wouldn't be done. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Let's look at the Bir Halacha on the previous page where the Sif starts Im Toa. He says, "Afilum lo yotzei ze hasheini adayim b'machlus urishonu shel abrocha." This second person that's going over to the Omud now, he wasn't davening now. He didn't say the first half of the bracha. The imkei yitzorech achar kach latzor ulvorech liatzmo. He's going to have to make this whole bracha over again. Avol pichei muter, but still he's being motzi others, so he can do it. Kivin shu motzi yosar rabbi midei chovoson. Dugmas adin amavur lekamam b'sim akuv chovov. Yep. For Nira, does that after all of this is Bisman Shaminik Lotzi Bibrochas? So he's being mostly people. Abel Kayo, Mosul Olasu, Me'am Tabroch, and Adain Leoma Be'atzmo. And there would be no reason to. So there's no chazen, you know, big deal. Okay. Mishnah Brura, Simon Chavov, Tatta, Dainu Shani Yodei Alakzo de Mekomo. Yeah, he doesn't know. He can't continue. Mekdusha ve'elech dainu ba'ofanim o b'lekel boruch ne'imos yitenu ve'elech im ba'ofanim ta'o tzarek ba'aslamid ba'ofanim ve'im b'lekel boruch ne'imos yitenu tzarek ba'aslamid v'tchilas b'lekel boruch ne'imos yitenu. And it's like there's three paragraphs to the bracha. The beginning, ba'ofanim and b'lekel boruch ne'imos yitenu. And the Mechaber holds you can start from any point. After Kaimelon, the Sinakuf Chavav, the Hasheni Tzorch Lahaskum, the Tchilas Abrocha Chator Harishon. Normally, the guy taking over has to start from the beginning of the Brocha. Kind of business is starting from the middle of the Brocha. Shaini Ocha, the Kimon Shonu Kaddish Kaddish, Mishon Baelach Ketchilas Abrocha Dami. That's the Chiddush of this Sif. Then Tor Kodim Kedusha Tzorch Lahaskum, Meirosh. Shain Chokim Brochachas Vishtayim. So then, after the man show you know you'll have to be vichas kriyas shema. Avol kayom shemini shkolech mevorech liatzmo. Vein shemechad yoyt be vichas shliach tzibur. In the shtatak ha shliach tzibur be vichas yoyt zeor. Bechagad the bchol abrochus. Also rasheni ho emi tachtov lachzor vahasko mi mokom shekvar oma metchila baatzmo. Like, why would he repeat? There would be no purpose in it. There would be a bachol abatola. A guy that finished to go over to the Omud and say it again out loud. There'd be no reason to do it, so nobody shouldn't make that mistake. I saw something that's very nice to say over. I'm going to say it over. The the Achrenim say as follows. From the Machaber it's mashma that he could. But he could go back to the beginning too. That's the mashmos of the Machaber. Now, the Beis Yosef says that really the Bavli apparently is chaylik with this Kiddush of Yerushalmi. He says because the Bavli doesn't bring down this din. That's what the Beis Yosef is mashma. And the Bavli doesn't bring down this din. Apparently chaylik with Yerushalmi, so it's a matter of choice. You can choose to do like Yerushalmi. But the Pnei Yeshua and Brochus is Masbir that the Bavli is chaylik. He says it's not because the Bavli didn't say anything. He says it's because the Bavli says the first three Brochus of Shmona Esrei, all those are considered like one. And if you make a mistake in it, you have to go back to the beginning. Right? That's the Bavli saying. So the Pnei Yeshua says this wouldn't be better than that. Madachon, it's three Brochus Mamish. But because they're interrelated and they're called like the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei, so they're kachad chashivi, and someone standing up and taking the place of a toa has to go back to the beginning of the first one. So koshkein when it's mamish one, that you're not going to split it up into paragraphs. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains the shitas that hold that the Bavli is chaylik with the Yerushalmi. But lemaisa the Ramah here. The Achronim interpret the Ramah when he says the Hainu Shemaschil Mekedusha Ve'Elech. That's more of a Lashon Hechleiti than the Mechaber. The Mechaber made it sound like it's optional. The Ramah is more, he cannot go back to the beginning. Okay, that's an interesting Pnei Yeshua. Let's do Sif Samach, Simen Samach. Din Brochos L'Kriya Shema, Tzrichim Kavona, Brochos Shnia Ava Solom. At night they say Ava Solom. Al Pidi Ari, you say Ava Solom. On Shabbos you say Ava Rabba. Okay, it's all totally in Girsus and the Gemara and Brachas. The Rif's Girsus, the Rashba's Girsus, the Rashi's Girsus. It's all Girsus in the Gemara. It's the Ava Rabba in the morning and Ava Solom at night is a compromised position. Really, if you gairus have a rabba, you gairus have a rabba. It's more like a compromise. And Abba Zaylam at night, and Abba Rabba, where we say Rabba Emuna Secha, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. So in the morning, Abba Rabba is like a more appropriate lashon. Okay, Veina Pesachas Bevorach, the Neshi Smuch LeBerchas Yoytzeror. We had the scenarios that you're saying Abba Rabba first. You're saying Yoytzeror after Shmona Esrei, you know. Doesn't matter. Now the nusach habracha is the nusach habracha. You don't change the nusach of chachomim because right now it's not bracha smucha lachaberta. You do not do that. So the nusach stays the nusach. And he poteres because atoyra ayin liyelsin and mem zayin. Mishnah Berurah of cotton aleph. Ava solom. Pirish chilas habracha maschelas ava solom. But the whole nusach, Abba Kol nusach, Abba Kol b'chatsi nusach, he k'mo shanu v'me m'bechaz Abba Rabba, v'u deyazu. The Mechaber is talking about the first two words. He's not talking about the nusach and the bracha. V'chein noyegin hainu b'boker, Abba b'erb noyegin lomar Abba Soylam, v'tam shenogu loyemim b'boker Abba Rabba, m'shadachsiv chadashim Abba Kolam Rabba, emun osecha, v'chol zel chadchila, Abba b'diyevet afu momar Kol nusach, Abba Kol Abba Soylam, b'boker, it's the chadosa. If you say the night, second bracha, in the morning, you yotze. It's the same exact theme. Torah, learning Torah, Hashem picked Klal Yisrael, same themes, so they're interchangeable with the Ever. Siv Beis, Korah Kriyashma B'loi Brocha, Yotze Yilei Chayvos Kriyashma, we had that a few hundred times already. The Chayz of the Kori HaBrochas below Kriyashma, Benirali, as we've seen plenty of times already, Shetov Lachzor Belikros Kriyashma Ima Brachas when you say them. Mishnah Berurah V'Chayz V'Kori Retzoloi Ma'avogad Deinim Ma'akvas V'Kriyashma V'Yoytzi Deichayvus Kriyashma Afam Loi Birich Klal. That's what we just said. Mikomagom Yideichayvus Brachas Lo Yotza. You do have a chiyuv to say the Brachas Kriyashma. V'Yachol Adorech Beloi Kriyashma. Yoloidus Kenu Dafkal Kriyashma. Shein Lavarech Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvoyos Al Tzivonu. ima brachas kudei lamud betzilim b'derech divrei Torah, and we really have that even if that's not the reason, even if when that's not applicable, but you should still do it because the tzura and the nusach really calls for saying kriya shma within the brachas kriya shma. Well, kriya shma zu nechshavas karev Torah, purely karev Torah, because you were yaitzah kriya shma already. Okay, stop here.